Have we talked about the cancellation of Vincent Diesel?
No.
Was that like official?
I don't know.
I think it's a thing.
I mean, it's a thing. I don't know how official it is, but have we seen the end? Would that be it? Would that just be it?
Do you think they would just drop the franchise? He owns it.
I don't know.
He's always so respectful to the women in the movies.
They probably try to push him to sell it, for sure.
Sell it to who? Paul Walker?
Tyrese.
Back to Paramount, or back to Universal.
Right to Tyrese.
Maybe he shouldn't have the lion's share. If
yo, he might.
Not
he
Tyrese,
might
sell it Tyson.
He might sell it to Tyrese just to fuck with everybody.
Imagine that. He's the main person in all the movies, though. He sells it to Ludacris. Because honestly, he'd be showing up to these films.
Fucking Luda.
Luda.
It's usually good. Not in the last one. No one did nothing for anyone in the last one.
He's going to sell the fucking Aquaman.
Momoa? Oh, God.
He was the best part of that movie.
What?
Best and worst part of that movie.
That says a lot.
Of what, the last one?
Yeah.
That dude sucked.
What?
He's talking to dead bodies?
Fuck yeah. What about when he's painting his nails and wearing dresses and racing cars quickly?
Yeah.
I want
to wear a bunch racing of cars slowly.
With grenades attached to it.
Too.
Yo, those Fast and Furious movies, bro, they're fucking comical, though. I almost look forward to when they come out.
Nah, I don't.
Because they're so bad.
My time in the theater,
I'd be good if, they were like, he's done and that's it. We'll never see another one of these movies. I'd be like, oh, what a shame. Like, there isn't 11
you know
of
what?
Them.
Thinking back on it now, they did start introducing his son. I want nothing to do
with
that.
For sure. Good. Make a fucking, make another Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Yeah, make five more of those.
Yeah.
No.
Apparently those two don't get along, so we're not getting any more of those.
Oh, they both seem like such likeable
people. He was at the end
people.
Of the last movie.
They're, but we're not going to see them together.
Oh, Idris Elba and...
No.
Yes.
Jason Hobbs Statham. And Shaw.
Yeah.
We got beef, yo.
Dude, The Rock is in everything, bro. He's like back in wrestling now.
Is he?
He's back in wrestling.
His old ass is wrestling again?
January 1st, he came out to like speak and like stun the audience.
He came out? Good for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he wants
he wrestled?
He's basically talking about wrestling Roman Reigns.
Oh, like for the God.
I don't know about that, bro. Being out of that sport for that long, being
he
his
pops
age,
in and out though. Last couple years, he's been popping in and out.
Yeah, but
that's
to
his
do,
thing. That's his thing. Is
to pop. Listen to do little like, oh, I beat this guy up for 10 seconds. Fine. To
but
be
he
in
just
a full
look
match,
athletic anymore. Like he just looks
he's
like
getting older,
he
bro.
No, but he literally looks like a rock. Like,
well, yeah,
he doesn't
just,
look.
He's just a juice head now. Yeah. He's like a bodybuilder. But that's what I'm saying. Like these dudes in the ring, they're trained for that. Like that contact sport, he ain't doing that shit no more.
Yeah, when The Rock was wrestling, he wasn't like jacked the way he is now.
No, not at all.
Even when
not
he came back a couple years ago and fought Cena, he was lean.
Right. Yeah.
When they started fighting, they was like super lean.
Back in The Rock, he sucks days. He was thin. Mm. He had a little Bramble ball in his arm.
Yep.
Even Cena now, like now that he's not wrestling, he looks massive, dude.
Yeah,
he doesn't
he
look like a
massive.
Real person anymore.
But that's like his character now. His character is just to be larger than life and be huge. He's trying to be like an Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of character.
He really
you know?
Is.
And who's good that other him. Guy? That guy is doing Reacher now. He was in the Hobbs and Shaw 2.
Ridiculous.
That motherfucker got yoked.
Yo,
that's that.
He was in Hobbs and Shaw 2. He was
that's
in
from,
Fast X.
That's what I meant. Yeah. He's the dude from Blue Mountain State, Thad Castle, my boy. But that motherfucker's Fox. Huge.
Yeah, from Titans.
He's just talking about him becoming Batman, maybe.
Yeah, I'd see it.
Honestly,
I don't think he's a good enough like, actor.
Like he's Batman. What people draw when they're drawn fucking square jaw 100%
white. Yeah, like jacked white dude. Yeah. Like
he's like a Captain America. He could be Thor, in my opinion.
He looks like a character from Saints Row, the video game.
Yeah, he's
legit.
Real.
He looks fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's huge, though. He made us doing, like, TRT on an interview the other day. It's like, what is your diet and exercise? He's like, motherfucker, I'm on TRT. It's like, you're on way more than TRT.
So, of course, these guys are old, too.
What's
like
TRT stand for?
Testosterone replacement therapy. Yeah. That's what they offered to me, because my shit was low. But, you know, it happens. Once you're on it, you're on that shit for life.
Yeah.
You can't get off it every
turn
day
into
now.
A woman
well,
if you
day.
Stop taking it.
Yeah.
Right into a woman. Dick falls off.
My hair's beautiful.
Yep.
Big set of tits sprouting.
You know, this doesn't sound so bad. Hair, tits.
It's a win-win.
You know what I'll tell you? You want to learn more about TRT? Google it.
And go down to your local library.
And Google it.
All right, Bob, give us some music.
Where did stick it?
I think
right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Where to Stick It After Dark. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and with me, as always,
Lobo.
Fucking Google it, Jax.
Prospect.
And today we're taking a break from some movies, and we are talking Google searches.
What does that entail?
Google. I don't know, Prospect. I'm running out of ideas.
You know how, like, you can do that thing where it's like start a sentence and see what your Google pulls up.
Yes, you ever type in like "what if" and then something comes up and
something
you're like,
crazy.
"Who the fuck looked that up on my computer?
What if Hitler was right?"
That says
no.
Uh-oh. I was gonna say.
So Dan did a bunch of these.
Printed out my Google.
Did you just start doing these like printing, or did you find it like
I found
this?
Them? They were just like somewhere, and I was like, cool.
So it's so here's the first one. It's why does my husband is where it starts, and then there's four others underneath it. So it is why does my husband look at other women?
I mean,
do we want to answer these? Do we want to try?
Let's just fucking be
because
honest.
We're men.
Yeah, and we're
it means
fucking looking.
Nothing.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Because our eyes still work.
We like a nice set of tits.
I just mentioned how this dude's jacked.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at everything. I look at a fucking chair. It's a nice chair. You arrest me?
Next one. Why does my husband blame me for everything?
Well, that's obvious.
That makes sense. That's correct.
Because you're probably always wrong. Right. Yeah.
Women are rarely wrong.
Biology, really.
Yeah.
Why does my husband lie? Because we have to.
Because
you
stink.
Make it so that we have to. Because
you say you want the truth, and then when we give you
the truth,
you fucking bust their balls about it.
He's got to come home to your wrong ass every day
right,
and tell you he loves you. Yeah, he's got to lie a little bit.
And you're always bothering him for looking at other women.
Is this whole thing just going to be one big nut scratch?
Yes. Fucking three.
For 20 minutes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Scratch your vag, Prospect. Let's go.
Jesus.
And last one. Why does my husband fart so much? Oh, that's easy. Colon cancer.
Yeah. And you're cooking him shitty food. You're killing him.
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Making him horrible dinners every night.
Not even making
or you're
dinner.
Not making him dinner
that's
every
the
night.
Problem.
That's the issue.
Lobo, next one's dope. I'm going to let you go. Bring us into the next one.
Right,
what is
next
it?
Next one would be starts off. Who would win in a fight between?
Okay. Great place to start.
So first result is who would win in a fight between Batman and Superman?
Superman.
Highly debated.
Batman.
Who would win in a fight between?
He's got a plan.
A taco and a grilled cheese.
Ooh.
That's from Hot Rod.
Your boy, yeah.
That's from Hot Rod.
Taco or grilled cheese? I'm thinking
prison rolls
cheese.
Or.
I'm thinking the taco. He's got more things at his disposal. He's like grilled Batman.
Batman would win. That's what you're saying.
I don't think the cheese sandwich is like Superman at all.
Nah, I think Taco's for the win.
No. You're just saying that because Taco's Latino.
Yeah.
No, it would be the fucking grilled cheese because
it'll
open
kind of
up
cheese
and then it's like glue. It'll just be stuck in the middle.
There's
it'll
cheese in a taco
devoured.
Too, bitch.
Yeah,
yeah but the grilled cheese, is, I don't know. You had to bust open the taco to get into that.
Yeah,
though.
But Taco got that beef, son.
Yeah, got the beef.
It's got
that
fucking protein. It got protein. It's going to fuck him up.
Use that cream. Use that sour cream to get its way right out of that.
Cheese got fucking Prospect shitting his pants over there.
Yep.
What else is new?
Who would win in a fight between Hulk and Wolverine?
Hulk.
Well, they're both fucking.
Nah, I
don't
know. Don't
they have regenerative powers?
You know what? I'm thinking maybe Wolverine, because if he calms the Hulk down, reads him a little lullaby,
and then just stabs him,
then it's Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And he fucking shish kebabs his ass.
All right,
Hulk. I mean, wait, Wolverine.
Who would win in a fight between Batman and Iron Man?
Batman.
Iron Man.
I think Iron Man has the
money.
Batman probably have some fucking EMP shit to fucking shut his whole shit down.
Yeah, shut down his heart. Pull him out of the
fuck
suit.
Fuck your arc reactor, you dumb bitch.
Right, he fucking electrocute him and just die.
I fuck
fall
Iron
out
Man
of the
like
sky.
That.
Iron Man has the better tech, but Batman is, like Prospect said, has a plan.
He's got a plan. Yeah.
So there was one time I was on the train with my friend Marcus, and we had bought like this Star Wars like poster collection. And we're just like sitting there, we're going through it. This guy leans over, just a random.
Fucking nerd.
He goes, yes.
Spit on you.
Yes. He goes, who would win in a fight between Magneto and Darth Vader? And just like leaves it there.
And just walks off the train?
He just jumps
off the train.
And we're like,
flies. He puts on a purple helmet and flies out of the train.
It's the guy from the Regal commercials.
He opens up the metal doors. Fucking jumps off.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
And we heavily debated it for a long time.
Magneto would smoke his shit.
Did you ever see that?
I don't know, but he can use the Force and stop his fucking heart.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's made out of metal. All of his limbs are prosthetics.
Hatred will still work with the Force powers without any of his body parts. He could Force choke him out. Just a pure hatred and evil.
Magneto, though? He'll pull the iron out your blood.
He will. He's done it before.
And he'll do it again. Mm-hmm. All right. So my intro to Google is, what are these... Now it's ST. It starts with ST.
Okay. Goes,
what are these ST?
What are these ST?
What are these STs? Okay. Yeah.
What are these STDs? Oh. I've asked a different question, but it didn't make the cut apparently.
They're STIs now. They're not diseases.
No, it's STIs.
Mm-hmm.
It's
infected. You can't call people diseases. Mm-hmm. You're just an infected gentleman, not a disease gentleman.
It's just an infection.
Unless it's AIDS.
It's not a disease.
My penis is merely infected. Calm down.
Is this a disease ridden?
Stop yelling.
So first search would be, what are these, strong guys or something?
Excuse me?
Something that Dan would say for sure.
What are these, strong guys or something?
I didn't look that up today.
All right, well, that's a very telling Google search. What are these strange sounds heard around the world?
That's a good one. Like the bloop.
Remember the horns? The horns were going on?
The horns. People thought they were hearing the angels trumpeting the end of the world.
Remember
there's
that?
The rapture. Bloop. Mm-hmm. The bloop is like an unexplained sound in the ocean that they really can't.
They're fucking whales.
They probably is a whale fart.
Either whales or like queef. Mermaids, as people like to fucking say.
It's a whale queef.
Honestly, it might be.
What are these strawberries doing on Google?
Oh my God.
What?
It might be like, you know, some days they spell Google weird. There might have been like two strawberries one day. People fucking, who looks that up? Who gives a shit?
Seriously.
Google could be made out of a bunch of dicks spelling out Google. I wouldn't Google why. I would just say, okay, that's
Google. Well, you can just hover over it and it'll dick tell day. You why.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Dick Day.
For the last one.
Dick Day.
What are these storage areas called?
You mean storage units?
Well, some people call them cubbies.
Oh, brother.
Some people call
You're going to get into the semantics of what a storage area is.
Some people complain about that.
What?
Some people are like, no, it's a fucking built-in. Oh, it's this, it's that. It's a cabinet. It's like, no, it's a cubby. It's like, fuck you, it ain't a cubby. What's a cubby? I've had this argument.
A cubby's where you put your jacket in kindergarten.
Yeah, but
and
I don't know.
If you heard of anything after that as a cubby, kill yourself.
Summer camp, you had a cubby too. Dan, you're up.
Oh, God.
Time to read.
Oh, mine's easy. Can I eat my
shorts
blank?
Dick.
Wait a minute.
We've seen it.
First one is, can I eat my cat?
Wow.
I mean, yeah, sure.
People do.
Yeah. You know what they say? Hibachi.
Yep. Hibachi chefs tell you every time.
They tell you every time. They
chicken.
Beat that
Chinese
joke
chicken.
To the ground. Next one is, can I eat my Himalayan salt lamp?
It's disgusting.
No, you can't.
I mean, I guess you could, but I don't think you should.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Because, it depends.
I'm going to be honest. I did have a Himalayan salt lamp.
You licked it?
I licked it.
Wow. You sit on it after? You light up your insides? I hear the lamp one's good. It's supposed to be good for you because it's supposed to heat up. That shit don't work.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was salty, about those crystals.
I don't think you're supposed to eat it, if we're being honest.
It's probably got plastic
on
it.
No, it depends where the Himalayan salt is from, because they were saying, like, if it doesn't come from Himalaya, most other pink salt is pink because of super high mercury levels.
Ooh, your face is probably lit up. Infected.
Not diseased.
No, not at all. That'd be rude. This one says, this is disgusting. Can I eat my period?
Oh,
what?
I don't know what that really
like
entails.
Like,
I guess, no one on a tampon.
Suck on a tampon?
I've heard some fucking
maybe toss it in
nutty
like
stories of people fucking cooking it.
Just sipping off
of
that diva. Like that.
Really? Like tossing it in a soup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are weirdos and fucking cook that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sauce that shit into something.
What?
Yeah. I've heard of people eating like their
period blood?
Yes.
Like eating their afterbirth after a baby is born. Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Or like a big fuck you to somebody, the they'll cook something in period blood.
That's fucking sounds delicious.
Sign me up.
I don't know this word. This one says, can I eat my scoby? S-C-O-B-Y? I think
no
it may
idea.
Be meant maybe they meant Scooby to say scab. I don't know that word. I'm not,
I don't know that word either.
I'm not too bright, but I don't know that one.
Can I eat it? Let's word. See what scoby
S-C-O-B-Y?
Is.
S-C-O-B-Y?
I'm not too bright, but
another scoby,
one's fake.
Scoby. Maybe they should Google what's scoby after that.
Oh, symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast.
Oh, it's what
so
you make. It's what no, it's what you make fucking kombucha with. It's like yes. the yeah.
It so sounds like scab. A wet scab. You can't eat it.
Wet scab.
What do we got there, Pete? Anything good?
This a couple of them are kind of weird. I'll go through this.
This one. Whole thing is weird.
Yeah, these are weird. It's Google.
This one's called Sometimes When I'm.
Oh my.
Alone.
Fingering so first
myself.
One is sometimes when I'm alone, I use Comic Sans.
Oh wow!
Why would you Google? This isn't a question, though.
Yeah,
Comic Sans.
Weird.
What's that?
That's a font.
Font. Oh, it is.
Yeah, this isn't a question.
Sometimes when I'm alone.
So here's another one. Sometimes
Sans.
When I'm alone, I Google myself. Again, why would you be Googling that?
No, people would be doing that.
No. I understand Googling myself. Why would I search? Sometimes when I'm alone, I Google myself. That's
well,
a statement.
That is true. Yeah, that's
a statement.
Statement.
Just
question.
The intro to any of them is sometimes when I'm alone, you wouldn't Google
yeah, right?
any of them.
Throw that paper out. Throw it over your shoulder.
Wait.
I think people, face with
wait,
it.
Because the last one is also sometimes when I'm alone, I wonder. Another one, weird. That's part of a song lyric, too, from the 50s. But here's the other one. Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night,
I fall asleep.
That's it?
That's it.
That's Blank. It.
That's it. Sometimes that's when I'm it. Driving on the road at night.
That's a real cliffhanger.
Why would you?
Well, I
how
think,
is that a Google search?
I think people search that because they look for blogs of other people talking about shit like that. Because people are
giving
like weird. Like,
I suppose.
Nice. Nice.
Let me hear it.
All right. So the Google search starts with unicorns. And that's it.
Just
so the first one is unicorns in the Bible.
Are there? That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's all kinds of crazy shit
yes?
in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. There's unicorns in the Bible.
I'm looking it up right now.
Like legit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, there's fucking dragons and devils and shit too.
There's
why would there
in
be
the
a? Yeah, it comes at the end of the world, and eats everyone's dick.
How big is this dragon?
Huge.
Really?
Well, not that huge. It's not that many dicks.
Yeah.
It's, no, like a, it's like got a, seven heads, though.
It's like a trouser dragon.
Second one is unicorns are real. Third one is unicorns real. And the last one is
there's
unicorns are jerks.
There is reference to unicorns in the
Bible. What was the last one, Lobo?
Unicorns are jerks.
It's ridiculous.
Again, not something you would necessarily need to look up, but glad that someone's making the statement.
Well, I could, that one makes a little bit more sense to me, because what if someone is like, are unicorns real?
There was a stand-up comedian once, and he was saying like, yeah, like people think it's crazy that a unicorn's real. It's not that much of an unrealistic animal. It's a fucking horse with a horn
Pegasus,
on its head.
Yeah.
Well, we have those whale things. What are those, narwhals? Those motherfuckers are weird as hell. Giraffes are weird as hell.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, would a horse with a... If it's magic, that's a different thing. But
well,
if it's just a horse with a horn, not
it's
that big a deal.
Crap and rainbows. That's a little strange.
That's not normal.
Yeah, when it jumps up and down, does it make a rainbow? Then yeah. Right, that's fucking weird. All right, this one is just Google Will. That's the intro.
Take
Whale.
A little world.
Will.
Google will.
Oh.
And then we'll see what we get into. Google.
Destroy us all.
Will you marry me?
Who's searching that?
It's Snape Wives.
Yeah.
Who else? Google They're trying wives. To marry anything.
Sure.
Google will. You be my friend.
Oh, God. Kill yourself.
There's probably people like that, bro.
Of course there is.
Google will not load. Well, then how are you Googling this?
You jackass.
How are you Googling this if it won't load?
Natural selection is not selecting. What's the last one?
Google will take over the world.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
At some point.
But realistically, will it?
That's their plan.
Their AI will. Well, yeah, AI.
It's not Google, but someone involved. Y'all ever use the AI on the phone? It's like getting better now. The ChatGDP like and stuff like that.
No.
ChatGDP is getting good. Now you can pay for it, and it's like part two, like 2.0. It works even better. Now, they have the one, I think I spoke about it once on one episode. We have the one on the fucking Snapchat. That one's like not bad either. It works pretty good. You can kind of trick it up pretty easy, but like it fucking talks and it gives you conversation and shit. This one says, why do I blank?
Oh, boy.
First one, do I piss when I shit?
That's close. The first one is, why do I have no, I come? No friends?
Why do I have no friends? Because
you're probably on Google Googling, why do I have no friends?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I mean, I understand. Like, people probably like, go ask somebody. Make a friend. Ask them. Why do I have no friends? Next one is, why do I pee so much?
Could be a plethora of reasons.
Fucking UTI, bitch.
Not a UTD.
It's UTI. No, UTI.
Yeah, maybe you're just too well hydrated. Yeah. Who the fuck knows?
Maybe you're on B complex.
Maybe you're at the fucking bladder of a kitten.
Stupid bladder of a fucking tadpole. This one says, why do I have gas? Who the fuck?
Colon cancer.
But like, wouldn't you Google like something more specific? Like, oh, I ate a ton of broccoli and my fucking gas is crazy. Like, why do I have, not just why do I have gas? Google should write down, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
That should be the response. Mm-hmm. What did you do? This next one is, why do I have green poo?
That's valid.
That's valid as fuck. And I think I've Googled that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a valid
now,
question.
If it was green pee, get to the doctor. Grinch.
Oh, never mind.
If you ever take like fucking, what is that shit? The pink stuff, Pepto-Bismol. If you drink it like too much, yo, your shit black.
Yeah.
That what? Shit's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, me? Black, dude.
Yo, your shit black.
Oh.
When I had tummy problems.
It's black.
It's black, dude. Going to the hospital.
Nothing's, no, fuck no, that. No. Nothing's more metal Kiss than pissing black. I'd be like, guys,
hey,
come
babe,
look
check
at this
out.
Check out this goth ass piss. That shit's straight
I fucking
black.
Did it.
All right. I got a good one for us. It is, she is a...
Nice.
Lovely woman.
Oh.
First one, you're pretty close. She is a good girl.
Boo. Get out of here.
Very nice, very nice.
I mean, if you're into that sort of thing.
But who Googles that?
Right.
Next
squares.
One.
Squares.
She is a man. But what is the question here? But what
it's
is
Dave
the
Chappelle's
here?
Fucking history? All right.
But what's the question there?
It's
what
definitely
is
Dave Chappelle's?
She is a man. She is a man. What?
What's Dave Chappelle?
She is a
Did
maniac.
Did you watch the new one?
No,
I haven't yet either.
I've seen clips.
He goes in hard again, huh?
It's just like
he talks about leaving it alone, but he does have a whole joke about it. I saw the joke.
I only got through that joke. It was so, like, I was just eye roll. It was just fucking eye roll, dog. Over it.
Next one is,
see his first one.
She is a maniac. I understand
mean,
that sentiment.
Lyric, yeah.
And the last one, she is a keeper.
Who Googles this?
That's what I'm saying.
None of those things are Googleable things.
None of those,
they're not
Google
questions. This one is questions.
Lobo gets all the questions. It's all the good
oh,
ones.
Wow. Okay. Why aren't there is the setup. Why aren't there guns in Harry Potter?
You
they
know
don't
what?
Need them.
I'd be wondering that.
They don't need them. What do you need guns
yeah, but
for?
There's
no guns
in
the fucking shoot them wizards,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but they're in
Tons
the human
gun
world.
Bitches.
But it's set in the UK and there's no guns there either.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be in
if
the
you
UK.
Came to if you came to Hogwarts, US,
America.
Everybody would be shooting.
Yeah,
each
Fantastic
other.
Beasts should have had mad fucking
there was gunfights in
that. Hogwarts yeah. Brooklyn would have been fucking wild.
Oh, man. Shootouts every day.
Why aren't there E grades?
What?
Why aren't there E grades?
Why are you staring at me as you say that?
Which I understand that question. Why is F the lowest grade?
Ah, I
basically
see.
Is what they're trying to say.
I
it is kind of weird how
A, B, C, D, F. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no E.
Why Excellent. Aren't there B batteries?
This is another one that's interesting.
Yeah,
I actually kind of like this one.
Double A's.
Why aren't there dinosaur ghosts?
Oh, who says there aren't? Maybe we just can't hear them.
Dinosaurs aren't real. They don't exist.
Stop it. Maybe
What's
that's
your
what
car running on?
Maybe that's what the sounds are.
Gasoline.
Maybe that's what those unexplained sounds
Petrol.
Are.
Petrol.
Dinosaur ghosts?
Dinosaur ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Didn't they debunk that mad long ago?
What, that
like oil is like
it's made out of dinosaurs. Get into that bitch.
They were like, no, it's not.
Why can't I own a
Brit? Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. I like this.
Guess what the fourth one is?
Quati?
No.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
Whoa, David Duke over here.
Why can't I own
a... First he hates Dave Chappelle. Now this, forget about it.
Why can't I own a Canadian?
Really?
That's hard.
It's a Canadian?
It's a person.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I own a tank?
Oh.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
You know what, though? Can you own
a tank?
I don't know.
A decommissioned tank? It's like having a monster
truck. You could own
truck.
A tank.
Yeah, you probably could.
Arnold owns a tank.
He does, right?
Yeah.
He smokes cigars in it. He hotboxes
I guarantee
shit.
You if we actually did a Google search, why can't I own a tank? Google would go, you can.
Yeah. Here they are for sale. Craigslist. Yeah.
Why can't I own a Skyline?
What? A Nissan Skyline?
Because you don't get fucking money.
Yeah.
Because you need to own all of the buildings to own the Skyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously, this person's never played Monopoly. Fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I own a red panda?
Them shits is cute as fuck.
They are really
cute.
They are. That's a good question.
Honestly,
why can't I own a red
panda? Call your red panda guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You honestly, got a guy?
You just
Steve was here the other day with a
quati.
Whatever he was here with.
Quati.
A wild quati. Animal.
Quati.
Well, but were you here
the
for
raccoon?
That?
No,
he wasn't.
I saw it on your story.
That shit was wild,
I would love
bro.
To see, bro.
Kind of freaks
cool as hell.
Yeah.
And I don't like regular raccoons. This thing was awesome.
Mm. He was like, oh, I'm coming by with my raccoon. So I'm thinking it's going to be on his shoulder, like a little fucking thing.
That's illegal in New York State, I believe.
I don't know.
To like own a raccoon.
I was thinking it was going to be like squirrel size or like maybe raccoon size. This motherfucker was big.
It was
like
the
4 feet.
It'll grow to four feet.
That motherfucker was four feet.
No, like he was the size of a large regular North American panda. Like he was like if you saw a panda or a panda.
Raccoon.
If you saw a regular like big ass raccoon, you'd be like, yeah, like he's a big raccoon. But according to them, he's gonna get much bigger.
So this one starts off, why don't SP? The first one is why don't spiders move?
The hell does that mean?
I mean, they'd be sitting in one place for long periods of time, but motherfuckers be,
so
be
cats,
getting, and they be getting got, bro. Like they just see it coming and they just don't move.
Mm-hmm.
Other bugs do get out of the way. Spiders don't really.
They just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really don't give a fuck.
This is it.
They're kind of chill vibes.
Had a good life.
This is my time.
Yeah. This one is just the stupidest thing.
What if all spiders just manically depressed?
That is true. They
They're just like,
for
our end is here. Yeah, finally.
This one says, why don't sparklers burn you? Sparklers do burn
you. Absolutely burn
you. They burn the fuck out of you.
I don't know. We should try it out. Touch it.
This person's never held a sparkler, I guess. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. When it gets down to the bottom, your hand gets all hot.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, why don't spiders eat ants? They don't eat ants?
Doesn't make any sense.
That's fucking news to me.
Yeah, I don't think they're picky
like that.
Maybe they don't.
They be eating ants.
Very curious about spiders.
Ants might have had like an adaptive thing where they... Like the skin is too tough, or they're poisonous. Depends on the kind of ant.
I think it also depends on the type of spider, because it's like your spiders that nest up high, you're not getting any ants. But then there's ground spiders and shit too. So I don't know how true that is. Who knows?
I don't know. And then this last one is why don't spells work? Honestly, debatable.
Debatable.
Well, it depends who you ask.
The fucking debatable.
All right, boys. I'm gonna do one more.
Yeah,
take us out
done,
on this
please.
Shit.
Find a good one. Flip through them a little bit there.
I'm going to Google. And
find one that's actual questions.
Whoa.
Get taken out.
What are you looking at there, Lobo?
Oh, wow.
Oh, here's a good hot
Arnold's
button one.
Taking it to the face.
Yo, Arnold is fucking throat goating up there. He's got a mouthful of Murdoch.
My abortion's hilarious. Let's fucking hear it, Pete.
Are you guys ready?
I don't know.
He said hot button.
Good God.
Uh-oh.
Let's go from there. Could God be an alien? I think there's a strong possibility that the thing we think of as the creator of this planet, probably an alien.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
That tracks.
Could God be a woman?
Listen,
that would explain why men have it so hard. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly,
I hate it here. I really
honestly,
do.
Shit's a mess right now. So it's fucking possible. If shit was going swell, I would say no way, Jose. With the way shit's going, you bet your ass.
could God have created evolution? Well, dumbass who searched this enough to this, if he created everything, then he definitely created evolution.
Fuck face.
Could God create another God?
Yeah.
I mean, omnipotent. Absolutely. You could do anything, right?
Yeah.
Any of y'all see the most recent season of Futurama?
No.
The last episode
deals with this?
Kind of. Really fucking good. And they kind of do like a multiverse, like God kind of joint. It's dope.
God can make a God.
I suppose. For sure. If we're going by magic rules.
It's not going to be as godly as God.
Stuff. I mean, if there's a God, it's kind of magic to begin with, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if we're believing in magic, then yeah, sure, why not?
Mm.
That's what I mean. Where? Why stop anywhere?
Jesus just like, ooh, I made another God. It's me.
Yo, Jesus was ripped and...
So is Mark Wahlberg.
We were I think that's the key to Instagram before.
I think that's why none of us have like washboards.
Yo, he's ripped.
Oh, God. He's shredded.
He's 52, shredded.
Oh, yeah.
But like praying to Jesus every day. And the statue of Jesus is just as ripped as him.
Yeah, he'd be like, stay prayed up.
Yep.
Every Sunday.
He'd be on that cross doing the sit-ups.
Going to church.
But he has like the 4 a.m. club. They post a video every morning.
I was saying like his life looks kind of boring. His whole Instagram, he's at church. He's up at 4 a.m. He's in bed by 8. The fuck you do all day?
But he's fucking cranking out movies left to right.
Yeah, I suppose.
And that's fucking the, supermodels,
that's
probably.
That's the Jesus in him.
Nah, he has a wife.
Oh.
If that means anything.
Mm. Does it? I mean, he loves his wife. He loves Jesus. He has kids.
Probably.
So. The little Marky Marks running around, a little funky bunch at home.
He does. He has his own little funky bunch at home.
He hates that.
Why can't it just be him and his brothers, honestly?
Remember he's beefing with Eminem?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it.
Well, you take those Calvin Kleins and you know where to stick it. Hi, it's Pete, reminding everyone to please like and subscribe wherever you listen. You can interact with us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Where to Stick It Podcast. You can interact with us on Twitter at Where to Stick It. Our email address is wheretostickitpodcast@gmail.com, and you can always check out our website, wheretostickitpodcast.com.
I think